I'm Don Williams, president of City Club. Today's debate features the three leading Democratic candidates for Oregon Secretary of State. All are currently state senators: Kate Brown, Rick Metzger, and Vicky Walker. The debate will be moderated by Rod Grammer, executive news director of KGW News Channel 8.
Thank you, Don. Following the opening statements, candidates will respond to questions suggested in advance of this meeting by members of the City Club and the general public. These are the only questions that will be asked today. There will be no questions from the floor. And now I'll introduce the candidates. Kate Brown earned a BA in Environmental Conservation and Women's Studies from the University of Colorado at Boulder. After graduating from college, Ms. Brown moved to Oregon, where she received her law degree and certificate in environmental law from the Northwestern School at Lewis and Clark College. Ms. Brown practiced family and juvenile law, taught at Portland State University, and worked with the Juvenile Rights Project. Ms. Brown was first elected to the Oregon House of Representatives in 1991, where she served two terms, before being elected to the Oregon State Senate in 1996. A graduate of Centennial High School in Gresham, Senator Metzger earned his bachelor's and master's degrees from Lewis and Clark College. Mr. Metzger began his professional career as a teacher at Sam Barlow High School in Gresham and as an assistant basketball coach at Lewis and Clark, but later went on to work for 16 years as a television news anchorman for Coin TV. In 1998, Mr. Metzger was elected to the Oregon Senate. Vicky Walker graduated from Reedsport High School in 1974 and received her bachelor's degree in political science from the University of Oregon in 1978. Ms. Walker later attended a court reporting training program at Lane Community College and has been a court reporter for 25 years, operating her own small business. She served as chair of the Lane County Democratic Central Committee from 1992 to 1994 and was first elected to the Oregon House of Representatives in 1998, where she served two terms. In 2002, voters elected Ms. Walker to the Oregon State Senate. Senator Brown, two former Oregon Secretaries of State, Democrat Phil Kiesling and Republican Norma Paulus, advocate changing the state's current closed primary election system. In the current system, Democrats can only vote for Democratic candidates, Republicans can only vote for Republican candidates, and 500,000 unaffiliated voters can't vote in partisan races at all. All signs point to the likelihood that a proposed alternative, what has been called an open primary, will go before voters this November in the form of a ballot initiative. Are you in favor or against the open primary, and why?
With all due respect to my constituent Phil Kiesling and former Secretary of State Norma Paulus, I don't support the open primary, and I call it the top two, because that's essentially what it does, is allow the top two vote getters to move forward in the general. So a couple of things. It would substantially increase the cost of elections. Number two, those with the most name familiarity are more likely to move forward. And thirdly, and most concerning to me, is it substantially reduces options for voters in the general election when substantially more people participate. I want to encourage both the Republican and Democratic parties to open their primaries to non-affiliated voters. I think they should be doing that, and I encourage them to do that today.
Senator Metzger, you have 45 seconds for rebuttal.
I do support the open primary. I do believe that's what engages Oregonians. The reason we have tens of thousands of people changing party affiliation for this election is not necessarily they've changed their ideology, but they want to have a voice in the direction of their country. I believe when you look at the state legislature right now and half the candidates that are running have no opponents, that all we do is move to partisan ideologues on the right and the left, and then in the general election, no one really has a choice. This will provide that choice. It will provide more voices in the process of the election, and I think you will have different results in November when you embrace all voters and not just those of a political party.
Sarah Walker, you have 45 seconds.
I do not support the open primary for a number of reasons, mostly because the big issue in politics in Oregon isn't whether a non-affiliated voter can vote in your primary, it's campaign finance reform. And we're dancing around campaign finance reform with fusion voting, IRV voting, instant runoff, and open primary. And while those all may be good and well and wonderful things, I think until Oregonians take their elections back, send big money packing, you're not going to see any significant difference in our election. It will always be the two people who can take the most money into their campaign account and move forward, and that's not a democracy that I support.
Senator Metzger, you have expressed support for fusion voting. Please explain fusion voting, and why do you think it would be good for Oregon?
Again, it encompasses what I have talked about before, and that is, as Secretary of State in particular, it is important to reach out and embrace all voters. Fusion voting allows other political parties to cross-endorse. So you can endorse a Democratic candidate if you were the Green Party candidate, or if you're the Working Families Party, you could also have your nomination go forward, and the candidate can assume to accept the nominations of multiple parties, so that you as a voter, when you look in the general election, that you're looking not necessarily just as a Democrat or a Republican, but can see other political parties that may share some of your values and where they align in the electoral process. I think it does provide more information. I think it's a positive step.
Senator Walker, you have 45 seconds for rebuttal.
Well, I agree with Senator Metzger. We have been trying to have fusion voting pass through the legislature for a couple of sessions, the 07 and 08 session. It's hard to describe fusion voting in a minute or two to the average voter, and it sounds sort of like sewing or something. You know, you're fusing fabric. But fusion voting does really allow for other parties and other to have an influence on the ballot, and I appreciate that. And that's one of the things that I'm looking at in terms of also whether that works well with instant runoff voting. But again, I will get back to the same issue. If you want to fix politics in Oregon, you've got to get out big money.
Senator Brown?
I see one of the chief responsibilities of the Secretary of State is to work to engage more voters. And therefore, I'm supportive of fusion voting. I passed the bill out of my committee in 2008. It died in the Ways and Means process. I'll continue to support it for four reasons. It engages voters on the issues. Young people are excited about fusion voting. It holds candidates' feet to the fire, and it allows for engagement of third parties to help bring in folks on all sides of the political spectrum. So I'm very supportive of fusion. I think it makes sense, and I think Oregon should move forward on it.
Do you support the creation of an indirect initiative system in Oregon? If not, how do you justify the continuation of the currently flawed initiative system?
I do not support the indirect initiative. I know your city club has made that a recommendation. But for me, there are other ways to achieve your goal. I think the indirect initiative just delays public's redress against their government because we got to wait for the legislature to beat it up first. It's clear what the legislature is going to do or not do. So here are some of my proposals for the initiative system. The first one is to refer a constitutional amendment to the voters to prevent ballot measure hucksters like Bill Sizemore from filing any new ballot measures if they have repeat election law violations or fines. I will also print the five largest contributors to ballot measure campaigns in the voters' pamphlet in large print. You don't have to wear your glasses, so you can see who's trying to buy your system. I also want to move the signature verification process into the Secretary of State's office to require two levels of review and consistency in training.
Senator Brown, you have 45 seconds.
Thank you. In 2008, I passed a bill requiring out-of-state contributions to be highlighted on Oregon's transparent campaign finance reporting system, so folks can clearly see when money is coming from out of state. I heard held hearings in 2008 on the indirect proposal. I will tell you, I think the fact that, and I'm supportive of, the Oregon legislature moving to annual sessions will in effect become the indirect initiative process, and I think it makes sense, and I think the Oregon voters will support it. Lastly, I support the concept of having retired judges participate in the ballot title process. We should be using those very valuable resources to help us in crafting ballot titles.
Senator Metzger.
I agree with Senator Brown on this issue. I do believe that proposal has merit. It's very common in Europe, and I know in Germany uses the indirect system, and it has been very, very valuable. But if we, in fact, move to annual sessions, I think we accomplish much of that goal. And I'll use an example in 2008 in which we are advancing to the ballot a measure on crime to compete with an initiative system so you will have that side-by-side comparison. We came out with a rewrite of 37 called Measure 49. And again, on an annual basis, you'll have an opportunity for the legislature to assume the role of representative democracy, which we understand is what Oregonians want, and balancing that with the ability to redress their government if, in fact, the legislature does not act.
Senator Brown, this question goes to you. There are frequent allegations of illegal payments and forged signatures in the signature gathering phase of Oregon's initiative and referendum system. Do you think the system statistical sampling process used by the Secretary of State to verify signatures is an appropriate method for verifying signatures on petitions?
I do believe that the statistical sampling is appropriate. It's a scientific method, and it's been upheld by the courts. However, given the what we've seen in the recent district court ruling in the Lemons case, I think we need to take a look at and give folks an opportunity. There were a number of, many of the signatures that were considered valid are not valid, and there were a number of folks whose signatures were considered invalid who were actually valid. So I think we need to take a look at the process and allow for an opportunity to cure an invalid signature and also for an opportunity to challenge signatures that are considered to be valid.
Senator Metzger.
The statistical sampling method does work, and I have tested that with the Secretary of State's office and confident in the results. However, everything has a margin of error. I do believe that in an initiative or a referendum situation in which the confidence level falls below the margin of error, for example, the governor's race that we saw in the state of Washington, that it would be incumbent upon the Secretary of State to count every signature if, in fact, the statistical sampling measurement falls below that standard in which the Secretary of State can for sure say that it is either going to the ballot or not, because that is what entrusts confidence to the electorate to use that system. It will happen rarely, but I think it's a step we need to take.
Senator Walker?
When the Lemons case was decided, I initially thought that verifying every signature was actually the best way to handle the problem. I since did a great deal of research and found that the statistical sampling method is valid. It is a valid method that's used all across the country. So then I worked with the Secretary of State's office on an alternative, and the alternative was Senate Bill 1083 in the 2008 session that would have brought the verification of signatures into the Secretary of State's office. I'm telling you, the county clerks do not want to do it anymore. They don't get sufficient training. They don't want to bother with it, so it will come in-house. We will train folks with forensics experts. The signatures will go through two levels of review. We'll have standards. We'll have standards and applications, and I think it's a great answer to this problem.
Senator Walker, if elected, will you be the first Secretary of State to put partisan politics aside and to support the creation of a nonpartisan redistricting commission?
I'm willing to challenge even members of my own party to do what's right for Oregon. I would be willing to do that. Let me explain that commission piece. There are about half the states use a commission form of redistricting. The other half use commission and a legislature. So if the legislature fails to do it, then a commission comes in and does it. The problem with the commission system is that who's doing the appointing and who's getting appointed? So it's almost as bad as the legislature. So I would appoint my own advisory commission, very bipartisan, to assist in that. We would hold extensive public hearings, and let me tell you, there'd be no backroom deals, no backroom discussion about which legislator is going to stay in and which one's going to be drawn out.
Senator Brown?
I think, in short, the answer to your question is yes. I just received the endorsement of the Medford Mail Tribune. They were concerned about my role as an advocate for the Senate Democrats, so they talked Republicans, and Republicans said I could be fair, and that's why I received their endorsement. I'm the only one in the race with hands-on experience with redistricting. In 2001, I crafted a congressional redistricting plan that the courts adopted because it was fair and balanced and representative of the entire state of Oregon. I would also appoint an independent panel of advisors. I would hold extensive hearings around the state, but I'm going to bet you that with Senate President Peter Courtney in charge of the legislature in 2011, that the Oregon legislature is going to be able to do redistricting.
Senator Metzger.
Part of the litmus test of a good Secretary of State is their ability to motivate people to come to their side of the room. it is very pleasing since I first announced for this office 5 months ago that I would support a public commission on redistricting that all of my colleagues now are enthusiastic about that issue. While we're passing around endorsements, the Ben Bulletin said of me that I am the only candidate in this race who is not bound by a partisan straitjacket. I'm the only candidate who has advocated this race be a nonpartisan position because we should serve the needs of people, not the needs of a party. Yes, I would have a commission. I would actually advocate for retired judges. We would create this plan in public, not behind closed doors, to hold me accountable for the end result.
Thank you. Senator Brown, Oregon is one of the only handful of states in the nation with no limits on campaign contributions for state and local elections. You're on record as a supporter of campaign contribution limits, but Oregon attorney generals and the Oregon Supreme Court have repeatedly argued or ruled that such limits constitute a violation of Oregon's free speech clause, perhaps one of the strongest free speech clauses of any state in the nation. What, if anything, would you do as Secretary of State to support real campaign finance reform?
Thank you. Well, what I've already done was pass the transparent campaign finance reporting system in 2005. Oregon is now rated the top three in the nation for transparency and accountability for campaign finance. That's not good enough. We need to create a special, unique Oregon system. There are a couple of proposals that I think need to be on the table. One is limits, and that means amending the Constitution. The second is public finance. And the third is our $12 million political tax credit. I think it's important that we have a system that enables a diverse pool, both racially and economically, the diverse pool of candidates to run for office. I think it's important that candidates do not spend all of their time fundraising, and I think it's also important that folks with small amounts of money be able to play a role. So I will put together a diverse group of citizens, like I did with a campaign finance reporting system, and come up with a uniquely situation for campaign finance.
Senator Metzger.
In my first year in the legislature in 1999, I authored a bill on campaign finance reform. And recognize that the Oregon Constitution was extremely strict. One of the things I would do is use this position to advocate to Oregonians to make a very narrow exception in our free speech provision to put some limitations and define that a corporation is, in fact, not a person and does not have exactly the same rights. You know, we can talk a lot about campaign finance reform, but when you look at the record, the leadership of the Oregon legislature has not wanted to move on campaign finance reform at all. It is what puts people into power. I have been a beneficiary of that in the past. I understand that. But it takes leadership to make a change. Senator Brown, for example, has got more money from four sources than I have generated in 4 months, and I've done a pretty good job on the campaign trail. We have to be serious about it.
Senator Walker.
Thank you. This is in my Counting for Oregon plan again. Darn it, redistricting was not, so that you'll have to wait for the second edition on that one. But in my Counting for Oregon plan, the first place we can start is to prohibit pass-through contributions of money from one candidate or political action committee to another. Imagine that. You know the problem with that? You can't follow the money. You get large contributions given to other candidates, and then they write a big check to someone else. And where did that money come from? We have no way to know. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in, or the federal government passed the Federal Election Campaign Act in 1971, and the U.S. Supreme Court in 1976 in Buckley versus Valeo says we can have contribution limits as long as you don't limit someone's ability to get their message out. So I would propose a constitutional amendment to do just that.
Thank you very much. We're entering a new part of our program. During this portion of the program, each candidate will have the opportunity to ask one other candidate a question. Questions must be asked in 30 seconds. The candidate to whom the question is directed will have 1 minute to respond, after which the questioner, the original questioner, will have the option of a 30-second rebuttal. We will begin with Senator Walker.
Thank you. My question is for Senator Brown. You have just told the audience today that you favor reforming our campaign finance system, yet in your 5 years overseeing the Rules and Elections Committee, not one bill reforming campaign finance has passed, and very few have even received public hearings. You've also by far been the largest recipient of special interest money in this campaign. would it be reasonable for voters to assume you've benefited from the status quo and have no real interest in changing anything?
I actually have worked my entire career to change the status quo. When I first came to the Oregon Legislature and the Oregon Senate, Democrats were outnumbered 2-1. I knew that in order to move Oregon forward, we needed to change the makeup of the state Senate. So I went to work to change the status quo. I spent 8 years working to elect a progressive majority. I spent a number of years working to pass civil rights for all Oregonians, dedicated 18 years of my life to doing that. In my work on my rules committee, we passed a number of amazing bills. The first I mentioned, transparent campaign finance reporting. In this last session, we tackled the initiative system with Initiative Reform Modernization Act, and also brought the first ethics change to Oregon in the last 30 years. There hasn't been a change, major change to Oregon's ethics laws since the Watergate era. I have spent my entire legislative career dedicated to change, and I will continue that work as your next Secretary of State.
Thank you very much. Senator Walker, you have an opportunity to rebut.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Well, I appreciate your response, but your lavish contributions and expenditures have indicated to me that there is no interest in having a level playing field when it comes to campaign finance reform. There were two bills specifically in the Senate Rules Committee last session on campaign finance reform recommended by the Public Commission on the Legislature. Neither of them moved forward. The Register Guard has indicated that you are well wired politically, and it raises doubts about your ability to fight for groups outside the mainstream Democratic establishment. So I do have concerns about that.
Thank you very much. Senator Brown, you have an opportunity to ask a question. 30 seconds, please.
Thank you, Rod. This race is like no other in that we have three senators vying for the same seat. As the Senate Democratic leader for the last 9 years, I worked side by side with my colleagues. I worked very hard to get them elected.
I'm sorry, this is for your question. You have an opportunity to ask a question.
I am going to.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry. Just because we are running against each other now, well, can I start again if that's okay? This race is like no other. We have three senators from the Senate Democratic Caucus vying for the same seat. I worked for 9 years as the Democratic leader, working to get my colleagues elected, including my two colleagues on the podium today. Just because we're running against each other, I'm not interested in tearing them down today. So my question for you, Senator Metzger, is very simple. What is your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Rocky Road.
Given your life's travails, I'm not surprised, Senator Metzger.
Okay. All right. That's great. Okay. Senator Metzger, you can ask a question. 30 seconds, please.
I think I'd like to address mine to Senator Walker. Senator Walker, you have made a point during this campaign trail that you shine a bright light on government and that you intend to bring transparency to a new level in state government. Looking over recent campaign finance reporting, I see for the second time you have received a significant contribution from the Northwest Nudist Recreation Association. Is this indicative of what you call transparency in government?
Yes, Senator Metzger, yes. That's fascinating that you have discovered that, but you know, these are a great group of folks. They just like to be naked, and you know, I think that's just fine, and they do send me campaign contributions quite regularly. I'm not sure what pocket they put them in, but thank you for the question.
Senator Metzger, you have 30 seconds to rebut that, if you can. We will now move to the final portion of the program, 2 minutes for a closing statement from each candidate. These will be given in reverse alphabetical order. We will begin with Senator Walker.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being here with you today. You know, when I was in Reedsport High School, I had an extraordinary guidance counselor, and his name was Rudy Rupi. Rudy knew I was one of those kids who might not make it through high school because of the extreme adversity in my life. I won't even go into it. But what makes me remember Rudy isn't just his kindness. It's that he was able to look beyond himself despite being crippled by Lou Gehrig's disease and facing the end of his own life. And he was able to see something in me, right here, that I didn't even know was there. Rudy's body failed him, but his courage propelled my education. He made me believe that I counted, that I was important, and that I should be listened to. I'm running for Secretary of State because every person, whether in Reedsport, Roseburg, or Redmond, should count. Every person deserves a voice and a seat at the table. The Secretary of State is the nexus of our votes and our values. We need to show Oregonians that we're listening and delivering on the promise of creating a better government and a better future for all of us. I'm running for Secretary of State because no office more fundamentally defines the difference that one person can make if she has the courage. During the last 10 years in the legislature, I've proven that I have courage to move Oregon forward. I've stood up to fraud and abuse in this state in order to protect the interests of those who elected me to this position. And I've had the courage to print a 16-page booklet full of ideas about how to make government work for you. My hometown newspaper said I have a knack for calling attention to issues my colleagues have overlooked and built a reputation as a lawmaker who will fight for the powerless. If I have your support May 20th, I promise you that you will never be overlooked, you will never be powerless, and you will always have someone in Salem looking out for you.
Thank you. Senator Metzger?
Thank you, and again, thank you for the opportunity to be here today. As the only Democratic legislator in the last 12 years to be elected in a district that crosses the Cascade Mountains, I understand what we mean by the rural-urban divide. There is nothing more important in state government than the Secretary of State, which is designed to embrace the voices and encourage participation by all citizens, that you do indeed represent all of Oregon. We represent in this position an important opportunity for Oregon. I'm pleased in being endorsed by the Portland Tribune in their comments saying that I best represent the needs of all Oregonians. This office should represent the needs of Oregonians, not the needs of a political party. That's why I'm the only one who supports this as a nonpartisan position, because there's nothing partisan about elections or knowing where your money goes. I came to the Senate in 1999 to advocate for consumer change, to allow credit union members to come from small businesses and individuals, although the banking industry tried to stop that from happening. It stopped in the 1997 legislature and forced me to run with hundreds of volunteers supporting me for consumer choice. And when I came to the legislature, I did not use a combative style, but a collaborative style. And 30-0 in the Senate and 60-0 in the House of Representatives and signed by Governor Kitzhaber, we gave consumer choice. As the Oregonian has commented on my candidacy a year ago for the Senate, that I have served in the legislature with one major goal, and that is to serve the interests of ordinary Oregonians. That's what you expect in a Secretary of State, one who represents you, not represents a political party, and moves Oregon forward. Thank you very much for the opportunity today.
Thank you. Senator Brown.
Thank you, and thanks for being here today. Earlier, I spoke about three key principles: accountability, integrity, and fairness. To make those principles a reality, it also takes two important qualities in the person you elect to be Secretary of State. First, a commitment to hard work, and a second, a heartfelt belief in the mission of the office. I have both. When it comes to hard work, that's what exactly made me a successful leader in the Senate. When I first came to the Senate, it was under conservative control, and the voices of many Oregonians were not being heard. I knew then that to move Oregon forward, we needed to change the balance of power. So I rolled up my sleeves and went to work. I had a plan and a vision for a progressive majority, and I delivered on that plan. And as a result, in 2007, we had one of the most productive legislative sessions in decades. We created a rainy day fund, we did record funding for schools, we expanded the bottle bill, and finally extended civil rights to all Oregonians. My hard work as Senate Majority Leader helped deliver these positive changes for Oregon. I will bring that same level of persistence to the Secretary of State's office. Your next Secretary of State must also believe passionately in the mission of the office. For me, I have a very personal understanding of that mission. When I first ran for the legislature, I ran against a three-term incumbent and was outspent 2-1, and I won by 7 votes. If those votes hadn't been counted, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to build a majority and help usher in the historic progress we saw last session. As a result, I have a profound belief in the importance of making sure that every voice is heard and every vote is counted. That is the kind of deep-felt conviction we need in the person we elect to be the guardian of Oregon's democracy, and it is a conviction I will bring as your next Secretary of State. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.